We are joined here in the media center with the top field number one qualifier, Brittany Forrest. Her pass at 3.700 seconds at 330.72 miles per hour during the final qualifying run took her to the top. Brittany, talk about that last pass and you're set up for tomorrow now.
You know, we're looking good going into race day tomorrow. Our team's really been struggling all year in qualifying, just only getting the car down there one or two runs. And this weekend, we made some changes over the last few weekends with our car, front halved it, and took it out last weekend, got past first round. And this weekend, I'm really hoping we're going to turn a corner. We made four consistent runs down the racetrack, and on that last run, we went to number one. So this Advanced Auto Parts team, we are happy. But I have to, you know, thank my crew chiefs, Alan Johnson, Brian Houston, and all my guys. They've been working around the clock. They've been working so hard, and I'd like to get us all in the winner's circle.
Questions from the media.
Brittany, just your car has run really well here in Charlotte. You know, you won the 4-Y. What would a win right now with three races left in the countdown?
You know, a win would be huge, just because our last win was in Houston, and that seemed like forever ago. But there's three races left. Every driver wants to end on a good note, and really we're looking at where we sit on points, where we're sitting right now, and we want to move up that ladder, you know, as much as we can. Three races left, we could do it. There's still hope for us, and we're going to climb it as much as we can.
Pete McCole, MotorRacing1.com. Can you talk about the cooler temperature today, how they affected track conditions? Do you have a better track condition today than you did on Friday?
You know, we always seem to do really good in cool conditions. And lately, I mean, all summer long, it's been super hot. And that's where we've been struggling is, you know, on the hot racetracks. But like I said, we did make quite a few changes to our car coming into last weekend. And these cool conditions, this is what every driver, every crew chief, every team wants. And, you know, we seem to lay down some good numbers, good runs. And still in that top spot is pretty big for our team.
Well, thank you and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.